Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally. My co-host here, Dave Popowich. How you doing, buddy?
Concerned, Faisal.
Yeah.
Yeah, concerned. I'm a Ukrainian, right? So it is not fun to watch this happening. I'm multi-generation Canadian, so I don't have any direct family there. But listen, I feel for what's happening.
Yeah. It is a tough time in history right now. And there are so many different emotions that are happening that would cause people to have a lot of concern. Mm. What we're seeing out there, let's speak from an economic and markets perspective. We're not experts in the humanitarian side. We're not experts in the military side. But let's talk about what's happening, the economics and the markets for now. And on this show, there's a lot of concern. And that's why we're going to have a guest coming in talking about Russia, Ukraine, and what they believe to be the next steps that are going to probably come out of this. That's going to be tough to hear, but it's going to be important that we understand.
Yep.
And then we're also going to talk about this new retirement, a freelance retirement. We'll talk about that and how people can still enjoy their retirement while still having participation in the freelance world.
Right. Well, use your skill sets, economically benefit from that, and travel if you want, right? You can do it anywhere in the world.
So you can do it all.
Cool. Yeah, you can do it all. That's right. That's a great point.
And so I think this is going to be a very interesting show. When you look at what's happened with this conflict of Russia, Ukraine, when the markets were notified of the attacks or the invasion, Europe considerably down, 3-4%.
Yep.
Asia was down 3-4%. And I'm speaking of Thursday, right?
Yep.
The American and Canadian markets were down 2-3%, depending on which index you're referring to, and then came back up positive.
And rallied, yeah.
Friday morning, positive. What happened there?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. So we did a lot of research on previous conflicts, all the way back to World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lots of different ways to slice and dice the data, right? But what you see is, generally speaking, geopolitics and economics can be different things. And the research, depending on the conflict you were looking at, on average, the financial markets responded quite sharply, but pretty quickly in most cases to whatever geopolitical event it might be. And you had World War II in there, and we, you know, 9/11.
Iran-Contra, 9/11.
All of them,
the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Right.
Gulf War I, Gulf War II.
Right.
The invasion of Afghanistan from Russia. All these different events that have happened. Some that were where U.S. was the aggressor. Some where they were actually being the recipient or attacked
terrorism.
On. And some that they weren't even involved in initially and then had to get involved after.
Yeah.
All these different scenarios, they are generally short-lived.
Right.
Right. Generally less than 12 months.
Right.
And then the recovery of the markets after that. The concern here, of course, is this could go to war. This could go to world war. Will we start to see superpowers fight superpowers in this next round?
Right.
It's on the table. I don't know how much of a high probability we give in this. I don't think anybody wants that.
Right.
I don't think it benefits any one country to have this massive war. But what I have been taught when I first started in this business 25 years ago to now, never bet on the end of the world.
Well,
the concept of people having this extreme thought that the world is coming to an end and they're looking at their investments as the first thing.
Right.
Do not bet on the end of the world.
Right.
That's number one. That's what I've learned over the 25 years. But what I've also learned is that not everything happens right away is going to be an impact for the future.
Mm-hmm.
So understand what you're investing in.
Yeah.
Understand why you're there. And don't just bury your head in the sand, hope it goes away. Understand why you are, or hire the right people that can understand that for you.
Yeah. Now take out Russia, Ukraine, and just introduce the word uncertainty, because that's what hits the markets, whatever the problem is, uncertainty. And uncertainty creates both risks, but it also creates opportunities.
Yep.
Right, and I think it's important that we remind ourselves of that. Again, I'm only speaking financially of the financial markets. As a Ukrainian, there's a whole different set of conversations that we could have. But the point is, you have to remain dynamic and flexible, and look around, where the opportunities and where to protect against, right? Because the markets are going to respond as it always does to uncertainty.
Yeah.
Okay. In many cases, emotionally and irrationally.
So let's go through what happened on Thursday. Initial in the morning, markets start to fall hard in North America from basically what's happened in Europe and Asia. Somewhere around middle of the day on Thursday, Biden comes out and says, we're going to host a whole bunch of sanctions. They did not put sanctions on oil production. They did not stop the Russians from receiving any kind of payment for money right. with the SWIFT
system. The financial
system,
yeah.
But they did put sanctions on four of their largest banks. $1 trillion of money transactions happen through those four financial institutions every single year. They did go after some of the elite and start giving them sanctions. They did bring out some technology and so forth. And the markets started to go, okay, good, we've got some control here. But it's not going to stop. And we saw that on Friday. It didn't stop the Russians from continuing to do what they were doing.
Right.
So now comes the next round. So you're basically saying, I'm going to slap you. And then after I'm done slapping, I'm going to punch you. And then after I punch you, what comes next?
Right.
Right?
Right.
Are we going to get into a full fight here?
Right.
And that's where we are. So this was a slap initially. When does it turn into a punch?
Right.
And what does that punch really mean? Is it going to be sanctions on oil production?
Right.
Like, we'll just say, you know, we're all going to bite the bullet. We're all going to pay for this. And we're going to stop this. Is that what these governments are going to do? And then the backside of that is, well, if all this conflict, maybe interest rates are not going to be rising as fast as we thought because of this conflict.
Right.
So let's price it out a little bit different. Let's not get so aggressive. Maybe it's not going to be seven times that we're going to raise interest rates in the U.S. It might be three or four now.
Right. And you saw banks under pressure there. You see oil coming. So this is the dynamic nature of it. And it's going to be driven by the headlines, Faisal. You and I both know that, right? Whatever headline seems to dominate on any given day is going to dominate the mood and the trading in the market. And so there is the opportunity, right? Is it's going to be moving and adjusting and so on and so forth. So you're going to have to be active, right? As an investor, you're going to have to remain active. You're going to have to stay on top of this stuff. You're going to have to look for where you want to protect, shift assets out of there, and move it to areas where you think you can benefit.
Absolutely.
But be dynamic.
Yeah, and I think that's what we're going to talk about today as well. Not only are we going to cover more about the Russia-Ukraine issue, not only are we going to talk about how you can freelance and still be retired and have it all, mm-hmm. but we're going to talk about what do you do when you have economic instability, rising interest rates, potential war, so on and so forth. How do you handle your portfolio, and why is it that we have a different approach than a lot of our peers in the industry with what's going on so far this year? Right.
And
so,
why do you need to take a different approach when you get into retirement?
That's right.
Right? Why do you need to do that?
That's
I mean, this is going to emphasize why you need to do things differently.
And so the question of why always leads to the how. How do you do this? How do you bulletproof your retirement?
Right.
How do you secure all that lifestyle you want in the future with all this uncertainty that we have today? We're going to walk you through the solution of how to bulletproof your retirement on Tuesday, March 29th. 7 p.m. live online. Now you need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
How would you like to be able to capitalize on the skill sets that you've developed over decades, travel, and make money all at the same time? Stick around after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.